neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Starts with Vehi B'shalach Paro Et Ha'am. So now Vehi is a term that as Persian they say Vohi, Oy Vavoy. So now the question is, why this parasha starts with Vayehi? Why is very asafnak, they call it. So the question is, no, basi ha injot farsim utvajanim shan saletun in has. You speak Persian also?
Yes.
No, no, he doesn't speak Persian. من فارسی ملتا خوب نیست سنده کنشن نیست حکم استاس وید و یهی با عبارت اصفناک حکم هو سید و یهی هو سید و یهی هو سید میرای سید در دیفرن اپینینز وان ایدیا ایس پرو سید وان ایدیا ایس هشم سید دی ادر ایدیا ایس Moshe said, Moshe farmud ke, oy baboy, I'm Israel, they came out of Israel. Why he should say that, oy baboy? Tell Moshe farmud, Moshe baboy, Moshe farmud ke, moriyate asafnakis ke, I'm Israel, az mes madan birun. Chara, khub bud ya khub nabud? Khub bud? Khub bud. Chara, Moshe bige, why? Oy baboy? I'm sorry?
Because
he's coming with them, he's connected with them. No, but after 210 years, so now waiting, so then they were honored to come out of Mitzrayim. Mutajasin, Banas Divisu Dah Sal. So they should be happy. So how come he said, Oi, baboy?
Jonah? He doesn't know
the unknown,
what's
going to
happen?
Well, obviously, they saw the hand of Hashem, and they were pretty sure that Hashem is going to take care of him. But see, the problem was when Moshe Abraham Avshalom was sent to Paro, so he complained, Shekayat Kyar. So Hashem said, because you complained, I'm not going to let you to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Abraham Avshalom Farmud, Ke Chalaf El Sadim. چون موقعی که رفت نسل پرآ موقعیت سختتر شد کاخو بهشون ندادن و غیره سو هشم فهمود که اجازه نمیدن بری بری سیستم سو نه مشابه هم شدون سه سو نه they came out سو هم نگه نگو توی سیستم سو what's the good is gonna make they said oi wa boy I came out of Mitzrayim so one message here is that you should never complain so درس اول اینه که هیچ وقت انسان نبایستی هیچ وقت نبایستی بگه چرا واسه چی هیچ وقت شکایت نکنه So now here it says that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom the first thing he did what did he do اولین اقدام که کرد what did he do And he says, "Ve'irach Moshe et atzmot Yosef," because Mitzrayim they threw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik inside the Nile. Mitzriha Yosef HaTzadik ro dar tabut gozhtan va dar amar Nile endachtan. Chon mutaqid budan ke مرجع برکت از طریق یوسف میاد. سنان کوشن نمیزن از سنان سیز از موت یوسف you should say the coffin right چون میفهمد که استخوان های یوسف بایستی میفرمود که تابوت یوسف. متوجه هستین؟ چه در عوضی که بفرماد مشابه شون که استخوان هاره که دست نگرفت که you take the bones or the coffin?
The coffin.
بله تابوت رو بیرون آورد. So now here in Hebrew there's a term, it's called atzmai. What does it mean?
Independent.
So now you can read the pasuk in a different way. It says, "Vayqa Moshe et atzmod Yosef." What did he do? He took the personality of Yosef with him. Zat Yosef ro. Mekim famat ke usechan ha na manzur usechan. He brought the zat Yosef with him. Ala zat Yosef chi bud?
Sefatish.
And chi sefati dash? What was his quality of Yosef? What was it?
Tzaddik.
Tzaddik. So how did he become tzaddik? So what was the greatest nisayon that he went through?
He stayed Jewish.
That's true. Before he goes to Mitzrayim, what did he do? What did he bring with him?
About him? So one of the greatest qualities that Yosef had was what? He forgave the
brothers.
He forgave the brothers. So here, Tata is teaching us, at a time that he is going to lead almost 5 million people. He said, the only way that I can last among these people to be able to close my eyes and close my ears.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.